You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Late last month, this video clip went viral.
So you won't take down lies or you will take down lies? I think it's just a pretty simple yes or no.
I believe that people should be able to see for themselves what politicians that they may or may not vote for
are
saying.
So you won't take them down.
It's video of New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez questioning Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg on the platform's policies regarding political ads.
One more question. In your ongoing dinner parties with far-right figures, some of who advanced the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is a hoax, did you discuss so-called social media bias against conservatives, and do you believe there is a bias?
Facebook has been highly criticized for what it allows on its platform, political ads, but also what civil rights groups are calling violence-inciting hate speech. Groups like Color of Change and Muslim Advocates have been calling on the platform to address that kind of content. And on November 4th, they were invited to have a private, off-the-record dinner with Mark Zuckerberg in his Palo Alto home. So what did they talk about and what was the outcome? Madiha Ahusain is special counsel for anti-Muslim bigotry at Muslim Advocates. She joined me in studio to explain how it went.
The invitation came after nearly 7 years of Muslim Advocates alongside our partners in the civil rights space advocating for change on the platform. One thing in particular that we did a couple of years ago was really push for Facebook to conduct a civil rights audit. And we made that ask alongside our partners, stating that really you need to take a close look at the impact of your policies and procedures and how these policies are being enforced, because there's very clearly a discrepancy between enforcement and what we're seeing on the platform and in the policies that you have. So that was an audit that they agreed to do last year, and that's currently ongoing. So we've been engaging with them in this process, and I think the invitation to speak directly with Mark Zuckerberg was, you know, an opportunity for us to really raise those concerns directly with him.
And so just for those not on Facebook a lot or not aware of the issues,
yeah, sure.
What is going on this platform that is of concern?
So I think there are a number of buckets in which we could sort of talk about these issues. One that has been really critical for, I think, American people generally is interference with elections. And that has been a concern that was raised a couple of years ago after we saw what happened in the 2016 election cycle. There was breaking news that Facebook essentially was manipulated and used by people in Russia to interfere with elections. Now, that particular issue isn't the crux or the focus of the work that we've been doing and advocating on behalf of for our community, but we recognize that all of these issues are connected because it's important that Facebook take a close look at the way in which the platform can be used by people that are trying to target individuals. So when the Russia news broke out, we also learned that trolls or whoever they were in Russia, basically they used Facebook to organize division in our country. The way in which they did that, as one example, is we found out that they organized a protest outside of a mosque in Houston using essentially like a fake group profile. And then they simultaneously organized a counter-protest right across the street. And so what that does is it shows you that you're pitting people in Houston, Texas, against one another. You have people that are against Muslims, and then you have people that are for Muslims, and they are coming and showing up and looking for where the organizers are, and nobody's ever heard of who these organizers are. This group is essentially fabricated and created by people in Russia, thousands and thousands of miles away. Now, the really crazy thing is that that's not the first time we've heard of mosque protests being organized on Facebook. There are well-known anti-Muslim hate groups that are active and thriving on Facebook. They are organizing demonstrations, many of them armed, outside of, they're using the event pages tool that you can use on Facebook to create an event. You can make those events public. You can invite whoever you want. And not only are they organizing the events, but then the event page itself becomes a breeding ground for hate. So you have people that are sharing comments, posting horrible, phrases that are targeting Muslims, saying to commit violence against Muslims, calling for action against Muslims. And this is a reality in which Facebook is operating, where people are using the platform to actually incite violence against our community. Another example, which I think many people probably are aware of, is what happened in Christchurch. And that was another example of how Facebook was used by someone perpetrating violence against a community, and they broadcast it live stream for thousands and thousands and millions of people to see across the world. So there's always concern that people are going to get ideas from that type of violence. They're going to commit similar acts of violence, or they're going to use it as an opportunity to continue to target communities. So that's just some examples. Public officials are also taking to Facebook and even other social media platforms and, again, either inciting violence or spreading misinformation and lies. We've seen our Muslim public officials being targeted on Facebook, death threats against Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. So these are all examples of how the Facebook platform is being used to target our community.
And it is a tricky issue. I think part of what they're saying, what other platforms have said, is this idea of hate speech and defining kind of free speech and hate speech and what amounts to hate speech. It sounds like it's a complicated kind of thing to navigate. So what has Facebook said to you in terms of your demands or your asks of them?
Facebook is not bound by the same rules as the government is in restricting speech. Facebook has created a platform and owns multiple communication products. Not only is it Facebook as a platform, it's also Instagram, it's also WhatsApp. And they need to make decisions about what they believe is contributing to society in a meaningful way, because their mission is about connecting people all over the world. But connecting people shouldn't amount to people getting killed. It shouldn't amount to people being targeted because of their religion or their race or their sexual orientation.
And so I know you can't say what Zuckerberg said, but what was, like, did Muslim advocates come out feeling heard? What was the impression leaving?
Yeah, feeling heard is a great way to describe what we took away from that meeting. And it further reminded us of the need to continue to make sure that not only Mark Zuckerberg, but Sheryl Sandberg and other senior members of their team are fully aware of how the platform is continuing to be used to harm people.
What do you want to see immediately or very soon happen that will put you at ease somewhat that, yes, he took it seriously, he's working on this? What kinds of things?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we are still anticipating is the conclusion of the audit. And so that is expected to come early next year, as far as we've been told. And I think that the conclusion of the audit will be very telling as far as whether they're making any commitments and whether they have, you know, announced that they will be making changes. The civil rights audit is going to be a great piece that we can use in our advocacy because we want more information from that audit. But that has an end date to it. So what happens when the civil rights audit is over is we want a permanent civil rights infrastructure within the company where there's experts who can say, you need to continue to examine the way in which your policies are affecting communities and how civil rights are being infringed upon because of what's happening on your platform. So that, I think, would be a very big step, is if we can see that they are committed and serious about maintaining some sort of structure internally that will continue to provide oversight and accountability for the company.
Madiha Ahusain is special counsel for anti-Muslim bigotry at Muslim Advocates.